Hello, my name is Hugo Frey, and I'm a curator at the Visionary Comics exhibition.
Hi, I'm Mahi Nemet, and I'm also a curator of the Visionary Comics exhibition.
When you say visionary, is that serious that these were visionary things, or is it more tongue-in-cheek and it's kind of a Flash Gordon future?
It's more serious in a way, in that the concept behind the exhibition comes from art history, where people sometimes see images that they attribute some kind of special or unique power to, and we felt the comics images we were picking did have a kind of particular dynamism or weirdness about them. So it's kind of predominantly serious.
What are people going to see when they come to the exhibit?
They're going to see fairly striking images from magazines. These are serial publications from the 1930s through the 60s. And they're going to see images in a variety of styles, from different genres, catering to children and teenagers. They're also going to see some very, very familiar figures and tropes, dinosaurs, superheroes, spaceships, landscapes, airplanes, war scenes. But all of these very typical elements are drawn in fairly striking, even mind-blowing ways sometimes.
Who is Alain Van Passen?
Alain Van Passen is a major figure in the Brussels comics scene, and he's particularly famous as a huge comics collector.
He was part of the Belgian Comics Club when it started in the 60s, and he's been active ever since. And he succeeded in bringing together a collection that is in a pristine, perfectly preserved state, and that is complete. Two aspects that were very important for us when we acquired the collection at our university.
So you have the entire collection?
Yes.
And is it all on display?
No. We've displayed a very tiny section, a fragment of that collection. The collection is housed at the University of Ghent in our faculty library.
How is the collection maintained physically?
It is stored in these acid-free boxes, so there's no plastic involved. When we handle the collection, we don't use gloves, but we're told to wash our hands before touching the paper because apparently it's the dirt that's the most damaging to the collection. What we do is what you just can do.
How did you get to do this sort of thing?
I'm an academic historian who specializes in European history, and it's through my interest in comics history that I heard about this amazing collection and started thinking about the project. So I'm very interested in popular culture and entertainment history, and I've researched cinema and also comic strips. Always interested in the stories people were reading and like telling each other, and then the types of images that a comic can produce. So the interesting thing for the collection is a lot of the images are very, very dynamic, either in themselves or in like the page design.
And how did you get involved?
I have a PhD. I wrote a thesis on graphic novels, so I've been working on comics for a while. I have a background in literature and art history, and so I tend to be interested in the image, different kinds of images, different kinds of styles, how they evolve, what can they tell us about a particular period.
Well, it sounds like it's a great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We are the